Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome to Coffee House with Bernice. Today will be a little bit of a special episode, as I don't actually have any guests with me, but I would like to share with you all my pilgrimage to Rome. I traveled through many different cities, including Assisi and Turin, all the way to Rome, to the place of the first century saints, and to meet the Pope at St. Peter's Basilica. But before I get to the exciting stories about my adventure, I would like to share more about why I chose to go on this journey. This trip wasn't a vacation, it was a pilgrimage. It was for my growth in faith and development as we take time out of our life to make a prayerful journey away from our home to a holy destination. It was also special because this year is the year of the Jubilee of Hope. Last year, when I first heard about this pilgrimage from the Salesian sisters, I was interested, but I wasn't entirely convinced to sign up immediately. As I was working full-time and had weddings to attend in the summer, I didn't understand the importance of the pilgrimage, and I knew I didn't want to do the overnight vigil again. However, as the year progressed and heard more and learned more about the importance of the Jubilee year, I was more open to the idea of going. However, I had already been in talks with a possible employer regarding a position that opens for the summer when the specific trip occurs. For context, this Jubilee year happens every 25 years. It started at the beginning of the new liturgical year, and throughout this year, the Vatican hosts events and invites different groups to come visit. I specifically went for the Jubilee of Youths, where for a week, the young people were specifically invited to meet the Pope and gather with other youths from around the world. It really is a beautiful sight when you are there. You get the sense of what universal Catholic Church means, how the people beside you might not look like you or speak the same language as you, but we all love the same God and are all as excited to meet our Holy Father, Pope Leo. Anyways, the moment that helped set in motion my decision to go on this adventure was when I was at a retreat with the Salesian sisters. The sister that I had met there asked me if I wanted to join their pilgrimage group, and at this point, I just learned that she and one of the other ladies at this retreat were going. I replied to the sister that I applied to a job that requires my attendance this summer. However, if I don't get the position, I'll go. After that encounter, I was restlessly waiting for a response from the employer. After a month, I finally got a reply, and in God's providence, I didn't get the job. I did feel a bit sad that I didn't get the position, but with all that time in my heart, I was ready for something else. I remembered that I said I would go on pilgrimage if I didn't get in, and to my word, I signed up for the trip the day I received the news. The sister was very excited to see me sign up for the trip, and the funny thing is that she even apologized to me, as she let me know that she had prayed to God that I could join their group. Luckily, I carried no sorrow or resentment, but instead a lot of gratitude for God's answered prayers. As without this clear sign, I don't believe I would have been able to experience and see all the wonderful gifts that He had in store for me. The weeks before the start of the pilgrimage, I had been struggling with stagnation in my faith life, which I attribute a lot to an inconsistent prayer life and being emotionally low. I struggled a bit to get excited for the trip, as it was being overpowered by anxiety, as it was my first time I had to fly by myself to meet a group of people I didn't know in a new country that I had never stepped foot in before. I sometimes felt that when we are moving towards God, our enemy works harder to prevent you from continuing in that path. And on cherry on top, during the first day of travel, I actually lost my travel pillow in the airport, and all of our flights hit really bad turbulence. But luckily, with the guide of Jesus and Mary, we all arrived safely, and were able to meet each other at the airport in Milan. As a Canadian, landing in Milan during the middle of the Italian summer heat, it was quite overwhelming. And we were definitely sweating, and we're tired from our flights, and a little frustrated with the heat. But when we got to our first church and finally gathered as a group and held Mass together, I had this great sense of peace and belonging that I was meant to be on this pilgrimage. And as per the Father's homily that day, He said, "Enjoy this moment and focus on Jesus, and remember to bring it back home." And that is one of the core aspects of the Jubilee of Hope, is that we get hope from this pilgrimage, from this year, from all the graces of God, and be able to bring that hope onto others. And of course, after that, the trip did continue. We saw so many different churches and venerating so many different saints. But even so, during these first few days, I was, of course, enjoying what I was seeing, such as the Duomo in Milan and the Basilica of Our Lady Mary Help of Christians in Turin. But underneath, there was still a little bit of uneasiness. And luckily, the sister did pick up on it and gave me a little bit of an impromptu spiritual direction. She was such a blessing to me in those moments, as we were able to work on some of the things that had been holding me back and weighing me down, and help provide tools for me to move forward, and to really help me enjoy this trip. And one of the most helpful tools I got was to intentionally look for the way God has shown his love for me today. And it could be from the little moments, such as I was on a bench swing, and I was getting tired, and one of my friends stepping in to helping me push it, showing me their love for us, to very chance encounters with people that I never thought I would be able to see, such as one of the seminarians I met at World Youth Day, who has become a father just a couple months before the Jubilee, and I was able to bump into him as well, to getting adoration when I really needed it. And it was actually not even on the schedule. Apparently what happened was there was another tour, and then the sisters realized our group really needed some prayer time, and they scrapped our evening program and got us into an adoration chapel. And to even the very first day, when we were at the Duomo in Milan, there was a very big statue of Mary at the top of the church, and there was actually a roof tour to go on. Unfortunately, all the tickets were sold out. By the grace of God, I had a ticket to go to the museum. And halfway through the museum, in the garden, there was a one-by-one replica of the very statue that sits at the top of that Duomo. I will say that that spiritual direction with the sister was the turning point of my pilgrimage. We had spoken multiple times afterwards as well, but taking the effort to see how God has loved me every day, how God has loved Bernice every day, helped me turn my trip, my pilgrimage, from great to spectacular. It made me feel very close and very loved by God every day, and how differently and specifically he loves each one of us. Like, sometimes he'll love our whole group, such as when we were in Mornese. It is such a small town, and the only reason why it's popular is because that was the place where St. Maria Mazzarello lived and started her ministry. It is such a small town that the biggest industry is the Salesian Sisters, and that their convent there, which we were staying at, does not have air conditioning. And I was told their power grid probably couldn't support it either. So we were prepared for a very hot 2 days. But God showed his love for us by preparing a thunderstorm the night we arrived, but didn't shower us with it. He gave us really nice, strong breezes. For us Canadians, was a delight, and painted a beautiful sunset for us. The sisters that lived there actually told us this sunset doesn't come by often, and that it was specifically there when we arrived. And sometimes God shows his love for the individual, such as for myself. When we were in Rome, the very first day to see the papal welcoming mass, I decided to go get some coffee for my friends and I. And after we purchased our coffee, as we were stepping out of the store, we noticed the street was empty. And we realized that they emptied the entire square so that they can prepare for the entrance of the welcoming mass. But luckily, because I was buying coffee in that moment, I was able to be locked up in that coffee shop for over an hour with air conditioning, water, and a bathroom that I could use, while others were standing in line outside of the barricades in the blazing sun of 2 p.m. in Italy. It is in these tiny mundane moments, or very unique moments, that you can find God and find how he has loved me or loved someone else very specifically. And to this day, I still try to hold on to this practice. Like yesterday, I felt God's love for a friend that I haven't spoken to in a while, making the time to give me a phone call instead of a text. So I ask you, what are those moments in your life where God has shown his love for you today? Now, if you haven't made a pilgrimage yet this year, I highly encourage it. Whether it is going all the way to Rome to walk through the holy doors, or maybe to your local pilgrimage sites in your own city. Trust in the mercy of God, hope in him, and receive all the graces that are flowing into our world this year. This is Coffee House with Bernice, and I hope you have a wonderful day.